So we've got good news for meat exporters out of Nigeria. To give us a little more insight, Dan Hallstrom, the president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, joins us. And Dan, what's the big announcement for Nigeria?
Well, good morning, Mike, and thank you for having me. Yes, we had some really good news where processed products, sausages in particular, are being allowed for export to Nigeria, which may not sound like a big deal, but Nigeria has been very restrictive on all food imports from the globe. So this is a step in the right direction. The ultimate goal being to get all products eligible, but this is a good starting point anyway.
Absolutely. Now, what is it about Nigeria that keeps them hesitant from importing foodstuffs from around the world?
Well, they've just been a very restrictive economy, not only with ag products, but in a lot of ways with a lot of different industries. And, you know, Nigeria is the largest population base in the continent of Africa, over 200 million people, and the largest economy in Africa. So it's definitely a market of the future, without a doubt. And the other thing a lot of people don't realize is that Africa in general, but Nigeria in particular, is one of the youngest demographics in the world. Average age of the population is in the low 20s. So you're going to have an emerging economy with a very young demographic in the next 5 to 10 years that will definitely be demanding higher quality food products. So we think the timing of this announcement is very, very good.
Absolutely. That's fantastic to get some young folks, develop a taste for some American meats. And Dan, I know you've had a chance to travel to Nigeria. Can you fill us in? I've never been to Africa. What's it like in Lagos in an emerging economy on a continent of Africa?
Yeah, you're right. We've been doing some research there over the last 5 or 6 years. My trip, I think, was in 2015 and 16, and we did go to Lagos. Lagos is the capital of Nigeria, and it's one of those cities that nobody knows how many people live there. It's one of the largest cities in the world. You know, you could make the argument it's 20 plus million people that live in that city. And quite honestly, it reminded me of Mexico City in the 1980s, just this gigantic, enormous mass of people, and it's a lot of very poor people, but there was also a lot of very wealthy people, and that's usually how these markets start. Is not everybody could afford our product, nor would we target everybody, but there's signs of some very high-end demographics, and for example, when I was there 5 years ago, one of the stores we went into near the embassy looked like a Whole Foods, you know, had organic grains, you know, they had the organic meat, you know, it was very, very high end. And so this was really a good sign when in a country where most of the retail is traditional outdoor wholesale. The emergence of modern retail has been very slow, but that will catch up. There is a demand, and we're starting to see modern retail emerge in markets like Nigeria today.
All right. Well, Dan, I want to ask, as we look ahead to Nigeria potentially being a larger export partner with the U.S., fill us in, if you would, a little bit on their economy. I understand Nigeria is very oil dependent. Are there concerns about the decarbonization happening globally for their future?
Well, I think without a doubt, you know, as a lot of countries, and you're right, that petroleum is one of their keys. Natural gas is another one. These countries tend to be very mineral and resource rich, which is an advantage in some ways. And you're right, with the focus on the climate issue and decarbonization and all this, they probably will have their challenges, but it's a very fast evolving part of the world. And where it took Mexico, for example, back to my previous example, it took them 20 or 30 years to really develop in a very efficient, modern market that it is today. I'll guarantee in today's environment, it will not take Nigeria 30 years to develop. I mean, we're going to see significant development in this part of the world in the next 5 to 10 years, which in my opinion, will definitely translate into a business opportunity for agriculture in the U.S.
Absolutely. Dan, where else, as you look at the continent of Africa, do you see some opportunities developing for meat exporters here in the U.S.?
Well, today we actually have an office. We opened it in 2019. We have an office in South Africa, Durban. South Africa is a very viable market today and the second largest economy in the continent. But we see a lot of other opportunities, Ghana, Angola, Kenya, Senegal. These are all much smaller markets than Nigeria, but nevertheless, really in the same category of how I described Nigeria. You know, they're traditionally a lot of outdoor, traditional wholesale markets is their retail, but we're starting to see the modern retail emerge in these countries as well. And in fact, Luanda and Angola, the capital of Angola, is one of the highest value cities in the world, one of the most expensive cities in the world. So you do have a high income, or I should say a higher demographic part of the market already established in a lot of these countries, which would be the starting point for U.S. beef and pork. But the middle class is emerging as well. This is the opportunity going forward, is an emerging middle class in a lot of these countries.
It certainly is. We're going to start with some processed meats, get them worked up to pork chops and steaks. Dan, when will shipments of processed meats to Nigeria officially start? Does it take a few months to get the wheels under them?
Yeah, it'll take a few months. I mean, the export library is updated today, but it'll take a little bit of time for the supply chain to get set up and get going. But I would hope that we start seeing shipments in the next several months, without a doubt.
All right. It's great to see American agricultural products finding additional homes around the world. This was Dan Hallstrom. He's the president and CEO of U.S. Meat Export Federation. Dan, thanks for that update.
My pleasure, Mike.